Thank you, Damien. Fortuna police responded to a report of subjects breaking the window out of a vehicle near Ronerville Road and Roner Drive. And while on scene, those officers heard the report of shots being fired in the area of Blue Jay Court in Fortuna. When officers arrived at Blue Jay Court, they saw two men, later identified as 19-year-old Brent Smith and his 22-year-old brother Rin Smith, fleeing the scene. The two men were detained and later arrested on suspicion of burglary, vandalism, public intoxication, and child endangerment. Officers then arrested a 16-year-old female juvenile who had suffered an injury during the incident, and following treatment, she was booked into juvenile hall. Further investigation led officers to a house on Blue Jay Court, where the resident reported the suspects were attempting to break in and that he discharged his firearm in self-defense, scattering the suspects. An additional suspect was later identified as 22-year-old Fortuna resident Roy Betancourt, who was also taken into custody. The North State Marijuana Investigation Team of the State Department of Justice wrapped up a multi-year investigation into marijuana cultivation and distribution in Northern California. Agents arrested six people, including three men in Humboldt County, 31-year-old Scott Moore, 35-year-old Sean Mitten, and 31-year-old Eric Sordahl, who were booked on cultivation, possession, and possession for sale charges, among others. The operation confiscated nearly 3,000 marijuana plants, along with $74,000 in cash, 44 weapons, 400 pounds of processed weed, and small amounts of cocaine and mushrooms. The search warrant was served in San Francisco, Sonoma, and Humboldt counties, including warrants served at a Coldwell Banker office and a storage unit in Fortuna. The operation began in 2010 and involved both state and local law enforcement agencies, including the County Drug Task Force, the Sheriff's Office, and the Eureka Police Department. Eureka Traffic Police responded to a report of a collision between a vehicle and a bicyclist this morning at the intersection of I and Henderson Streets. The preliminary investigation revealed the 13-year-old bicyclist was riding his bike the wrong way on Henderson without lights and in the early morning darkness. The cyclist rode into the front end of a northbound SUV that had been stopped at a red light on Henderson and had just begun crossing the intersection when the collision occurred. The 13-year-old was knocked to the ground but suffered only minor injuries and was treated and released to his mother. Congressman Jared Huffman will travel to the North Coast next week to tour project sites in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Huffman will announce the introduction of legislation he has proposed that will refinance a federal loan program for commercial fishing fleets who work out of North Coast ports. Huffman will meet with Del Norte representatives on Monday and follow up with meetings in Eureka on Tuesday. For more information, contact Huffman's Eureka office. The Eureka Police Department wants to alert the public to an internet scam that comes disguised as a message from the Department of Homeland Security's Cyber Division. The scam provides a message stating that your computer has been locked, and to unlock it, you must pay a fine of $3,000. And here the scam becomes apparent through money pack at a Walmart, Kmart, or Rite Aid store. If you get this message, know that it is a scam, and you are advised to then ignore the pop-up screen and contact Internet Crime Complaint Center website. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department will hold a public ceremony on Friday afternoon to announce the newest full-time member to the department, Eric Gaddy, as well as new volunteer recruits John Bonham, Jesse Boomer, Tim Burwell, and Corey Johnson. The ceremony will also allow the department to unveil its newest piece of apparatus, a 100-foot ladder truck that will replace the department's current and outdated truck. Chief Ken Wood said the truck will get heavy use immediately and fills a need in fire protection for the city of Eureka.
It can go really anywhere, and that's one of the advantages now just in our current response pattern with our truck that we're operating now. It can only operate in a certain area. This new truck will be able to go everywhere within our jurisdiction. So that's another huge advantage. Part of the time now with our new truck, we're almost playing Chinese fire drills where it gets dispatched to a certain area and the crew has to downstaff it, get on another apparatus, and then take that one because it can't maneuver.
The ladder truck was purchased with funds from a federal grant and will be fully operational by April 1st. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.